Psalms 100 is 5 verses long, but our crux of the matter comes from verse 4. Psalms 100, actually, let's go to verse 1, because what happened, verse 1 kicked it off.
Yes, sir.
It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Is that what it says? We in the right place?
Yes,
hallelujah. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. We are yet in the midst of that.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Knowing ye that the Lord, he is God.
It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Now, before you take your seat, let's go back to the fourth verse.
Yes, God.
Says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Let me say that one more time. Enter in to his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name. Take your seats. Hallelujah. My God. I need you all to pray for the preacher.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Bless his name. Bless his name. Yes.
Father, I need you today. I need your help. I need you every day. Work on your humble manservant. Revive my heart. Strengthen my mind. Let me preach your word. Unadulterate it. Cover your people. Give them listening ears to hear. Heart to receive what you have to say unto them. Lord, you've been good to us. Better than we could ever be to ourselves. You have watched over us and kept us when everybody else has forsaken us. You stayed with us, blessed us, brought us through all types of stuff. So Lord, we just come say thank you for that. We're not asking for nothing. We're just saying thank you.
Let that
ring true in the hearts of your people on today. Every person under the sound of my voice, put a thank you down on the inside of them, that by the time they leave service today, they will have no problem saying thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. And so, Lord, we appreciate you. We magnify you. We lift you up. We give you glory. Because you are worthy to be praised. High flesh behind the cross, you step out and speak with clarity, power, newness. Have your way right now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen. The scripture says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And so, I'm wondering if you've ever heard a phrase that says, no good deed goes unpunished. Why is that a true statement? And I was thinking about it, and the reason that that's kind of a true statement is because usually the people who it applies to are often unthankful. In other words, they have a level of unthankfulness. Amen, amen. And 2 Timothy 3:2 says, For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Look what's right there. Unthankful, then unholy. And so the great apostle Paul is writing to his son in the gospel, Timothy.
And in chapter 3, Paul warns Timothy that in the last days there will come a spirit into the world that will cause much trouble for the church. And so here in verse 2, he tells Timothy that among the lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and unholy, will be people who would be unthankful. One may never expect that unthankful people would receive such a harsh judgment. And so the question has to be asked, is being unthankful really such a bad thing? Amen. Why put it right before unholy? Notice where it comes. Unthankful comes and then unholy comes. That's so powerful in which the order in which those things are written. Right before unholy comes unthankful. And so Hebrews 12:14, it says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. So if a lack of holiness would keep one from seeing the Lord, what would the result of being unthankful do? Hallelujah. I don't know. One thing is true in every circle, and that is that not everyone appreciates what you do for them. Y'all gonna say something back to me now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No matter how hard you try to please some people, they are never going to completely appreciate what you have done, or at least the effort you have put something into. There are some people in this world and even in the church who are simply unthankful people. I've heard people pray for their food and say, for these gifts we ask you to make us truly thankful. If they only knew what they are saying when they say that. Being thankful is not a natural state of mind for most people. Being thankful comes from knowing want. Want, in other words, you needed something. It comes from not having. A woman will be thankful for the good husband she has when she understands what it means not to have a good husband. Being broke teaches you how to be. Have I had any folk that's ever been broke in here? And when you got something, you were thankful for what God put in your stead. Being sick teaches you how to be thankful for painless days. Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. Has anybody ever been sick in here? Your body ever been rocking in pain and you've been going through something only to have some relief just a couple days? You are thankful for the pain-free days that you do have. I ought to have somebody jump up and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me, for creating pain-free days in my life. Near-death sickness teaches you how to be thankful for each and every day. I remember when they gave my mom the prognosis that she only had a year to live and ended up living 7 or 8 years. Don't tell me what God won't do. It'll make you thankful for everything that you have going for you. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Being lonely teaches you how to be thankful for someone who goes out of their way to be your friend. Some of y'all ain't got no friends. But when you really find somebody that's your real friend, I ain't talking about Facebook friend, I'm talking about a real friend that'll go through and through with you, that'll cry when you cry, that'll laugh when you laugh, that'll come over and comfort you when you're going through, and will spend money on you and you spend money on them, and don't want nothing from you. A real friend will be there when the going get tough. A real friend won't let nobody talk about you. A real friend, you ain't got to talk to them every day, but you know they got your back. Hallelujah. Amen. You ought to be thankful, because remember them days you didn't have nobody that would have your back. You didn't have nobody that would speak good against you and for you. God has placed some good people in your life, and you ought to be thankful. Hallelujah. Thankful people are usually people who have seen down the road of adversity. They know what it means to struggle. Am I talking to anybody in here? Some of y'all got the silver spoon in your mouth. That wasn't me. Hallelujah. They are people who have not had the whole world handed to them. I've had to go through some things. Amen. Is that you? Raise your hand. You had to go through some things. You didn't have it on a silver platter. Things weren't automatically given to you. You had to work hard to get to where you are at. You endured much expense, much labor to reach a certain place. They did all they could when they failed. They prayed to Jesus before the help came, so they know where their help comes from. In other words, you prayed and prayed and prayed, and maybe God didn't answer your prayer when you thought he should have answered it, but he answered it, and you thanked God, and you gave God praise, and you were thankful for him answering your prayer. Amen. So you know what it's like to go through something, to put your heart in it, and for it to fall flat on his face, and then the God to pick you up and brush you off and say, keep going, baby, everything's going to be all right. You ought to give God some praise, because you ought to know what it's like to be thankful for some things that don't work out for your good all the time. Even the bad things push you to your destiny, but God says, I got you. I'm going to be right there for you. Bible sets unthankful people apart from thankful folk. Lets us know to be thankful is a sin. I'm sorry, to be unthankful is a sin. It's a grievous sin, as it should be. When someone does something for you, the response of your heart and your lips should be thank you. Have you ever done something for somebody and they didn't even say nothing to you? They treated you like you was expected to do that? Lord, come on now. Can I stop right there for a minute? You got some folk in your circle that they expect you to always have their back. They don't appreciate you for the good things that you do. Hallelujah. And you work on being saved, and you know God is dealing with you. And you trying to hold your tongue. You say, Lord, if they only knew where I came from, if they only knew the real me, if they knew where I came from. And they ain't got the nerve to say thank you. There are some folk who just don't think to say thank you. But we should all be people who, when somebody does something for us, it can be a simple thing. Amen. To say thank you. Hallelujah. And I got to talk about it, but Granny bring you everything you want. Sitting down in your chair. Amen. But I don't take Granny for granted. But you know what Granny said to me? It made me feel pretty good. I said, Granny, thank you for the food. She said, Brother, I thank you for letting me live here. See, you got to understand, you have no idea the grace and mercy God has over your life. Some things we take for granted. Some things that we think we don't have to say thankful for. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Amen. And he shall direct thy path. So you got to have a way to open up your mouth and say thank you. Some of you hard-headed folk don't want to say nothing to God. You don't want to say thank you. I'm checking you right now. You better say thank you, Lord. I don't care if it's going right. I don't care if it's going wrong. You better learn how to say thank you. And I'll bless your name right now. I'll give you the glory. I'll lift you up because you are yet worthy. You know my beginning from my ending. You have carried me this far. I'm not going to turn my back on you now because you have yet to turn your back on me because you are God and beside you there is none other. So I got the right mind to say thank you, Lord. I love you and I give you praise. You've done too much for me. You have kept me. You have saved me. You have raised me up. You have given me life. You have healed my body. You have given me food. You have given me clothes. Yes! I'll say thank you. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. You should have been dead a long time ago, baby. Boy, you should have been out of here. But God had your back. This ain't no deep message today. This ain't deep today. This ain't theologically deep. This is simply telling the Lord, thank you. I need a few people just to lift your hands high in the air and tell God, thank you. Thank you. 30-second remembrance cycle. For 30 seconds, I just want you to remember where you was at when you wasn't thinking about God. Before you really begin to understand who God is, I want you to think about where you was at and how God was watching over your life. And the things that you was into should have taken you out. God said, but no, you can't have that child right now. You can mess with them. You can stir them up. You can agitate them, but you can't kill them. Just think about it. Think about it. We ain't deep theologically today. Very easy subject to understand. That we should be thankful. Being thankful means something. Hallelujah. How many of y'all got kids that you swear you would knock them upside the head because they're unthankful? Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. That's the worst thing I can. I hate to deal with ungrateful kids. Hallelujah. You don't know what I went through for me to get that for you. You don't have no clue. And then to have some kid be unthankful. Hallelujah. God say the same thing about us. You don't know what I let you go through. You don't know what I kept from you. Hallelujah. You don't know around the corner somebody meant harm for you. And I steered them another way. You don't know I would send angels your way. I sent down angels to form a whole lane from here to your house so that you could get home safely. There was a drunk driver that was meant to kill you, and you don't even know how I protected you. Hallelujah, there was somebody that was wandering out in the street. Your kids was tripping and should have been taken out, but I kept your children. We thank you for dangers seen and unseen. So you ought to praise God for the things that you didn't even know was around you. I love talking about things like this because it weighs on my heart too. And some days we all get a little unthankful. We wonder why is it taking so long?
Yes, thank you. Forgive us.
God, why aren't you doing this right now? Why aren't you? Why you keep letting people mess with me, Lord? Why I gotta keep going through stuff? Why? And Sasha let us know this morning and reminded me, and I couldn't do nothing but let that stir me up some. She said, I had to repent for the things that I was holding on to, trying to fix everybody else's problems.
That's right. Yeah.
Dealing with folk that don't even say thank you, hallelujah, and that will step all over you, step on your neck, talk about you, and you to give them your last $10 and they say, that's all you got. Wait a minute. The devil is a liar. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm doing my best to help you out, and you still don't want to say thank you. And hallelujah. And we get mad, and we start fussing with that person, and that person takes our praise away from God. And it's not praise that we give that person, but it's our attention. And instead of giving God praise, we're giving them our attention. And our attention is causing us to go away from God. And God says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So when I come to church, I can't even give God praise because I'm worried about what folks are doing. God, forgive me. Let me come in here and give you some praise. Let me magnify your name. Let me lift you up.